Good morning or good afternoon, everyone. Very nice to see you. I was anxious to see you again, to get back to Davidson for many reasons. Because first of all, I missed you. I missed everybody. And the second reason, where I was is very tough. Life is very tough. So I couldn't wait to come back to my second hometown, that is Davidson. You have special greetings from people in my country who heard about you through my mom. She talked to them about you very often, and she says she misses you too. Thank you for your prayers. I made home safely, but I'm still suffering from what we call jet lag. So now I invite you to be patient with my English, because I did not speak any English there. So this Sunday's readings invite us to hold on to the things that remain. We heard the testimony of the young king Solomon. He could have asked to the Lord for long days. He could have asked the Lord for wealth and even the death of his enemies. But he understood that this was not the most important thing. He asked for an attentive heart so that he may know how to govern the people and discern between good and evil. This king asked God for the gift of serving the covenant between God and his people. All this has nothing to do with personal glory, nothing to do with any consideration and honors. And his prayer could be ours, because very often we get distracted by material things, wealth. We focus on the satisfaction of our desires. On this Sunday, we can let Solomon's prayer resound within us. The Lord is here to offer us the only true treasure. He never ceases to beseech us, "Return to me with all your heart." In the Gospel, Jesus uses parables and images to tell us about the kingdom of God, the kingdom which is comparable to a treasure hidden in a field. The man who discovered it hides it again. In his joy, he sells everything he owns and buys the field. And how did this man find this treasure hidden in a field? He was working the field. He worked very hard. The Lord offers us an extraordinary treasure that we have to work hard to find it. And this is the work that God asked of man from the very beginning of creation. God entrusted the earth to man to work. And for the religious leaders, the earth is first and foremost the word of God. We have to search and dig until we find the only true treasure that gives meaning to our lives. We have to work hard. We have to let God's word to transform us. We have to dig it, to understand what God wants us to be. So Jesus tells us, we sell everything to buy the field, but what God wants to give us cannot be bought. This gift is always free and without merit on our part. To understand this, we need to read Isaiah's call, "Come and buy without money." But when he says without money, he does not mean without personal effort. It is a question of receiving from God the result of work we have done. The important thing is to put ourselves in an attitude of seeking and welcoming. We remember that Jesus said or told us to seek so that we shall find. If we don't dig the field, we won't find the treasure. If we don't search, we won't find the precious pearl. This search is the desire to know God who is. And we must seek Him with righteousness. If we seek the light and the truth of our lives, we will find it. But this will only be possible if we open our eyes to the wonders of tenderness, of generosity and reconciliation that are born every day, sometimes very close to us. That is where we find the Lord, who is our only true treasure. Following this discovery, the Gospel tells us that the man sold everything in order to buy. And how can we not think of Jesus' call to the rich young man? You have found treasure. You have found me. You want to follow me. Sell everything you have and give it to the poor. It is by giving to the poor that we buy the presence of the Lord. It is by getting rid of everything we don't need, selling it and giving it to the poor, that we receive the precious gift of Christ's presence. Today, my friends, we are called to dig and to find the treasure that gives us everlasting life, to find Jesus Christ in our lives, to strengthen our relationship with Him. That is the precious pearl.